This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. We've been reporting today that Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson announced felony charges against three Tacoma police officers in the death of Manuel Ellis. Ellis was 33 and black and died after repeatedly telling officers he could not breathe as he was being restrained. The charging documents are detailed. There is a lot of information flying around right now, and so we want to help you and us sort through it. Will James is here with me in our Tacoma studios, and you've been reviewing these documents today, Will, and looking through what the Attorney General has specifically announced. So I want to begin by walking through these charges. First, the most serious of them. Two officers, Matthew Collins and Christopher Burbank, face charges of second-degree murder.
That's right. These are the two officers who first encountered Manuel Ellis on a residential street in Tacoma on the night of March 3rd, 2020. They were in their patrol vehicle. Ellis was walking home after buying some snacks. In this charging document, it appears the Attorney General's office is not giving much weight to the officer's account of the events, which is that Ellis was the aggressor. Instead, the Attorney General gives weight to witness accounts that describe the officers as making kind of an unprompted attack or escalating this situation with Ellis. You know, we know from witness accounts and videos that the Attorney General's office relies on here that these two officers, Collins and Burbank, were seen striking Ellis, tackling him, using a kind of chokehold on him called a lateral vascular neck restraint. Mm. That was Collins who did that. And Burbank shocked Ellis with a taser three times. These actions and some others are what the Attorney General relies on to make this case for second-degree murder.
And there were a few different videos and sources of information here, including, I believe, some doorbell cameras.
That's right,
in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
A third officer, Timothy Rankin, charged with first-degree manslaughter. Why a different charge for him?
Rankin was one of the officers who arrived at the scene in the aftermath of this struggle between Burbank and Collins and Ellis. And the Attorney General's office describes Rankin as kind of sitting on Ellis to hold him, pin him to the ground after he was already hogtied and after he had already told officers that he couldn't breathe. That is the reason the Attorney General's office, the primary reason that they leveled this charge against Rankin.
Any word today from the police union, which I know has put out statements before? What are they saying now that these charges have been announced by the Attorney General?
The police union in Tacoma has put out a strongly worded statement calling these charges politically motivated and a witch hunt, and the union is expressing confidence that a jury will find these officers innocent ultimately. And the union also says, like everyone, these officers are innocent until proven guilty.
There are reactions, of course, coming in, statements from elected leaders. There's a news conference. KNKX's Kari Ploeg was with supporters of the Ellis family this morning at the moment the charges became public. Before we talk more, I want us to listen to an exchange she had with Jamika Scott, who works with the Tacoma Action Collective.
What message do you have for the Tacoma mayor, to the city manager, Elizabeth Pauley, the chief of police? What do you want them to know now that this decision is public?
Do your job. You should have done your job a long time ago. Do your job now or leave office. So do the right thing now. Do it the next time. And apologize for not doing what you should have done in the first place.
And we should note that just last week, Scott announced that she's running for mayor of Tacoma. So we've heard reactions. We're going to continue to hear that this afternoon. What happens to the officers now? What's the next step now that charges have been announced?
Right. These three officers who were charged today were among four officers who have been on paid administrative leave for, approximately a year now since the incident. And today, the Tacoma police chief put out a statement saying that these three officers are now going to be the subject of an internal disciplinary review to see what happens to their employment or any sort of discipline they might get within the department. In terms of the criminal case, we're expecting an arraignment for these three officers, I believe as early as tomorrow.
It's 2021. Throughout 2020, we saw protests after the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And I want to take us back a little bit. Manuel Ellis died in March of 2020. And then an investigation commenced. The medical examiner here in Pierce County made some determinations in that, including ruling it a homicide. George Floyd's death was on May 25th. And then It was early June when it was widely known what happened with Manuel Ellis through reporting from the News Tribune and other – the Seattle Times, other news organizations in our area. I bring all this up because obviously a lot has happened in the last year, and I'm wondering, as somebody who's been covering this for a long time, how this fits in to that larger picture, that larger conversation that so many of us are having.
You know, from the very beginning, Manny Ellis's family was raising questions about the official narrative of his death, which was described by police officers as kind of a tragic accident or a medical event that happened during an arrest or an encounter. But those concerns and those questions by the family and their supporters really didn't get a lot of attention until after George Floyd's death elevated this issue of police accountability and the way police, you know, use excessive force in many cases against Black Americans. It wasn't until after George Floyd's murder that this case got a lot of attention. And one of the reasons, too, is that there were so many parallels between George Floyd's murder and Manny Ellis's case. Both were unarmed when they encountered officers. Both said, "I can't breathe," and died of in some form of asphyxiation. And I think that really helped elevate Ellis's name alongside George Floyd's here in the Puget Sound region last summer when protests were, you know, were almost nightly.
And of course, this past session in the state legislature, a handful of police reform laws were passed and recently signed into law by Governor Jay Inslee. And it feels like there's maybe a different landscape out there than there has been in years past, because certainly the conversation of police use of force is not new.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, the way police investigate these deaths really came under fire during the Ellis case and as a result of the Ellis case. And, you know, that prompted a review by the attorney general and changes to laws and the way police hold themselves accountable here in Washington state.
KNKX's Will James, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Ed.